Minister Eamon Ryan is bringing in legislation to cover the use of e-scooters in Ireland. And we very much welcome the fact that the Minister is moving to introduce legislation. We agree there needs to be laws around the use of e-scooters and regulations around how they can be used. But unfortunately, the Minister has been working on this bill since 2021, and we're now early 2023. It hasn't been through all stages of the Oireachtas, and there are still some glaring omissions within the legislation that we can see. And I suppose one of those key issues is around the use of e-scooters on footpaths. Ourselves and our colleagues in the Irish Guide Dogs to the Blind and in the Irish Wheelchair Association have a position paper that we've sent to the Minister on numerous occasions, and we've asked for engagements with him and with the Department to highlight these issues and to talk about solutions to the challenges. But unfortunately, the Minister hasn't engaged with us in any way since we've been making these calls for well over a year now. We presented to the Oireachtas Committee on Transport this time last year, and as part of that, we had done a survey with people who are blind or vision impaired, and up until that point, 77% of the respondents had already reported an incident with an e-scooter on a footpath. Now, incidents can be anything from collisions and actual physical interactions with e-scooters, but they can also be, you know, where people are you know, using the footpath to get from A to B, and where an e-scooter, which can travel at quite a speed and is very silent, actually comes up upon them before them, and they may not be aware that it's coming. You know, they may not be able to see it, and obviously may not be able to hear it. And so it can absolutely startle people, and can have an impact on people's confidence. And what's really, I suppose, breathtaking about this situation is that the bill that the Minister has proposed does ban the use of e-scooters on motorways and on busways, but yet not on footpaths. And footpaths are the space in which people with access needs, disabled people, rely on for independent travel. Many people who are blind or vision impaired receive training in orientation mobility to be able to get from home to work, to school, to the local shops, whatever the case may be. And the Minister has acknowledged that there is a challenge with e-scooters on motorways and on busways, but yet not on footpaths. And that is a glaring omission as far as we're concerned, and deeply concerning us.
And have you received any response, either a notification that your requests and your concerns have been received?
Yeah, we've received acknowledgements, and we followed up to try and get more meaningful responses. And again, as I say, this time last year, we presented to the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Transport, and they were fantastic, I have to say. They spent 3 hours going through the position paper, our concerns, what our challenges with the legislation are, and what our solutions are. And they also have wrote on numerous occasions to the Minister asking for him to engage with us and our colleagues, but unfortunately there has been no response to that to date, in terms of meaningful engagement to meet with us or to discuss these issues in detail. And I suppose the footpaths is one key issue, but there are numerous others when it comes to e-scooter usage. Many of your listeners may have noticed, I've noticed that even in my own community since Christmas, a marked increase in the number of young people and children using e-scooters. And that's a real concern for us. And one of our asks is that there is an age requirement or an age restriction introduced within this legislation, so that people have to be at least 16 years of age and potentially tied to licensing, so that people have a minimum or an understanding of the minimum or bare minimum rules of the road when they're using e-scooters, because they can be, particularly for younger children, they can absolutely be a challenge for disabled pedestrians and pedestrians with access needs, but they can also be an issue for the users themselves. And that's something that we think really needs to be addressed within the legislation as well.
Absolutely. So it will, Lorna Fitzpatrick, again, Advocacy and Engagement Manager at NCBI. Thank you very much for sharing your views with us on this topic.